the capital projects committee today just recommended to get the evaluation and get an elevator company to come in and get some preliminary architectural work. It's $2,500. And then after we get that, then we'll go to the next step as far as getting the bid information for what the complete engineering cost will be. But the first step, the evaluation step, is $2,500.
What's the shaft for?
Well, Mr. Grant,
we all thought that was
already built in there in place, and
it's okay except it's the wrong place.
Oh.
Okay. Can you explain that?
Yeah, that's right. I'll explain what I can, because that was, and I'm not making up excuses, but it's gotten a little fuzzy after a dozen years, because we all do remember discussions about an elevator and a future elevator, and whether it was in or out, needed or not. And there's some indicators on the plans and what was built that would say that there's going to be a future elevator, and there's some others that would indicate, well, maybe it was abandoned, or at least it wasn't followed through. The foundations looked like they were designed for an extra load, and if you look at the roof plan, the top of the roof has a concrete slab on it, which would indicate that there's going to be a future third floor. And that was kind of a driver, because with it being a two-story building, it did not have to have an elevator. That's why there's not one in it currently. But if it went to a three-story building, it had to have an elevator. But then when we started looking, and I went down with Leo in the last week or two to start looking to see, you know, if it was totally accommodated, you know, where that there's a place X'd out, you know, don't touch this, there's going to be a future elevator. Didn't find anything on the drawings or in the design. A lot of people remember it being at the end of the hallway. If you're downstairs, like if you come down the stairs from upstairs, walk to where the boardroom would be on your left, you know, mm-hmm. thought, well, it's going to be right there at the end of that hallway in the future. But mm-hmm. but it can't be there, because when it goes up through to the first floor, the main level upstairs, that's where the exit is out of the building. So we couldn't block that. So, you know, that tells me, well, it wasn't going to be there. Some people remember, well, it was going to be on the right-hand side or the left-hand side of the hallway as you're going to exit the back of the building. So mm-hmm. so that's all I can say or remember. And I was involved with the project in the beginning, didn't do the actual detailing of it, but, you know, remembered the studies and where's the building going to be and what they're going to look like. Is it one-story, two-story? But to look on the drawings or the actual building to say, here's exactly where it's going to be, all we've got to do is come in and put an elevator in, that's not there. So we've got to find a place to add the shaft and the elevator. And that's what the $2,500 was, is to talk with the state, talk with the state elevator folks, the fire marshal's office, bring in a elevator installer and make sure where it can fit before we tell the county what it might cost to put it in a certain location.
Well, if the building were a two-story building, you get into it, it's ADA compliant on both floors without going upstairs.
Right.
And we don't have any plans of making it a three-story building. Why do we now have to have an elevator?
Because we've got offices downstairs, the building commissioner's office. So we've got people coming from the property assessor's office, you know, getting property assessor detail and maps, and coming downstairs either for building inspector's office or the building commissioner's office. We've also got
and
veterans affairs
walk around the building.
We raised
the
that
ADA
point.
Says they can't
right.
walk around
we
the
raised
building,
that
right?
point with the ADA folks when they were here. Said, look, is ADA accessible on the ground floor? Is mm-hmm. ADA accessible on the second floor? It's just to get from the ground floor to the second floor. If you can't manage the stairway, you have to go outside and walk around, walk up the sidewalk, and walk in. That's not acceptable to them.
So one person out of how many?